Julia.
Just.
Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
And Dunkin's Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
That was The Cookies with their song Randy, a quiet guy who's kind of hard to know. That was from the 60s, I imagine. I don't actually know which year that came out. I found that today, or yesterday. And the reason I played that song was because there's a very special Randy in Vancouver, who, along with his friend Bill, founded Mint Records 20 years ago. They were volunteers here, or staff. They did lots of stuff here at CITR. They decided we should get in on this music thing. And they founded Mint Records 20 years ago. And so today is a special episode of Dunkin' Donuts devoted to or celebrating the 20th anniversary of Mint Records, and also celebrating the fact that there's a book that's just been released about Mint Records. It's called Fresh at 20, an oral history of Mint Records. And it's written by Caitlin Fontana, a local writer and comedian and cool lady. She's going to be in the studio in a little bit, kind of probably around past 12:30. And we're going to have a chat about this book, but we're also going to play all Mint Records songs for the rest of the hour. That was the one exception, because it was such a great, perfect song about Randy. So Randy and Bill, congratulations. Sheena, who has worked at Mint Records for several years now, congrats to you as well. Sheena is a great friend and a great supporter of CITR, as in addition to Bill and Randy. Last year's CITR Pop Alliance compilation, number two, was really... it came into being because of Sheena's hard work on that. So thanks so much to Sheena for all the hard work. In listening to tons of old Mint records and kind of going through the past 20 years, I was trying to identify my favorite record of all that time. And I just decided I would come out right at the beginning and announce it, Brigadoon by Piano. It is a masterpiece. I haven't listened to it in a while, and just listening to it again last night, I was blown away at how great it is. So we're going to start things off with Piano, and then a couple of other Mint-related projects that tie into Piano. But we're going to start off with the song Storm the Gates from Brigadoon from 2005. Here is Piano.
Just build up that house on a hill and I'll settle down. Been going through most of my days so tightly wound. There's been no great departure. There's been no passing train. But there's been a grand overture. But I turned up late. And everyone in this room knows that's just like me. Oh, that's just my way, yeah. Just build up that house on a hill and I'll settle down. But it will have to come with a drawbridge and a moat all around. I need to see what's coming from miles away. What do you think that is, babe? What do you say? What do you think that is, babe? What do you say? That you need me. That you love me. Yeah, he's good, but he's no genius. So I'll be there.
and bouquets are at my feet. Well, this one's for the one I love, though he knows not that back so well. It could be true to say he can't really tell. I may as well be terminally ill or sitting at the bottom of a well, well. But I'd give for a storm now or to be off waltzing the town with my love round my arm. Or to be back on the farm where Georgie roams free and the pasture's so green. Oh, what a scene. And speaking of scenes, have you ever seen such a lovely pen? His smile so bright, his eyes all alight with life. It makes me think all the guilt and shame that follow me round from day to day has less to do with his poor marmalades than he. That's why the old heart stops a little whenever I hear a train whistle blow. And it happens every day at noon and four. And if I live on this way, it'll be the death of me for sure. From here on out, all the light will be right, and clouds will roll in, thunder will crack, the moon will rise, and I will sing, I only have eyes for you, dear.
At Distributel, all high-speed internet services include unlimited downloads, so you'll never have to worry about caps or contracts again. With Distributel, you'll pay the same low price every month no matter how much you download. Plus, for a limited time only, enjoy free installation on all internet services. For more information, call 1-855-USAVE, visit distributel.ca, or find Distributel on Facebook to access cool contests. Distributel. Welcome to a world without limits.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. 5, 6, pick up your sticks. 7, 8, lay them straight to the rock solid at the 1, 2, 3, 4. This is our power chord. Duplex.
Duplex.
Grown-ups talk and talk. This is what we want. We want to rock. First there's winter, then there's spring. This is what we want. We want to shake our thing. Our thing. Don't tell me, don't tell me, don't tell me. I know already. My mama told your mama that you need a new haircut, new haircut, new haircut. But
Gabba Gabba, we accept you, we accept you, one of us. Gabba Gabba, we accept you, we accept you, one of us.
Pick it up, let's go, oh boy!
Set. Damn. That was Calarissa with her song Old Money from the brand new, well, not brand new, very new, Moon of Neptune. An amazing album. You should definitely pick it up. It's so good. Calarissa is still killing it. That was, before that, we heard Duplex from their first album, Album. That was the song Yamama. And before that, we heard Nick Kurgovich from his 7-inch one-woman show, the song I Can't Bring Myself to Smile, which you may have heard in a different form on the Gigi album Maintenant, which came out last year. And then at the top, we heard two songs from Brigadoon by Piano, Sweet Sweets and Storm the Gates. And so all of those, Piano was made up of Nick and Larissa and Julia and Justin. And so Nick, I played one of his songs after that. Then Duplex is Justin's band with his family. And Larissa has her solo project. And then Sweet Sweets, Julia Swing was singing on that song. So I wanted to include that. So yeah, Brigadoon, still an amazing album. So good. So you're listening to a special episode of Dunkin' Donuts, all Mint Records. Caitlin is on her way. She's running a bit behind, but that's all fine because there's so much good music to play. When I posted on Twitter last night that I was doing an all Mint Records hour, a bunch of people started writing in to say they had requests. So I am going to play some of those now. So for my friend, who was it now? Oh my gosh, this is totally blowing the whole point of playing a request, is that I can't remember who requested it. I'm totally blanking. Anyways, there was a request to hear some Cub with their cover of Killing. Oh God, I'm losing it. Their song of Killed by Death. Let's listen to that, and I am going to talk about it. So we're going to hear Killed by Death by Cub, and then Lou Barlow cover of Bryan Adams, and a couple of other requests. Okay, let's just get to it. I'm flailing here.
Excuse my lizard. I put my snake on you. I'm a romantic adventure, and I'm your reptile too. But it don't make no difference, 'cause I ain't gonna be easy, easy. The only time I'm gonna be easy is when I'm killed by death. Killed by death. Killed by death. I'm a lovable creature, but I ain't no pretty boy. I'm a backbone shiver, and I'm your purple joy. But it don't make no difference, 'cause I ain't gonna be easy, easy. The only time I'm gonna be easy is when I'm killed by death. Killed by death. Killed by death.
Gets too much. I need to feel your touch. I'm going to run to you. I'm going to run to you. And when the feeling is right, I'm going to run all night. I'm going to run to you.
Thursday, October 13th, Sealed with a Kiss presents Siskiyou, Christopher Smith, and The Beck and Call live at the Waldorf Cabaret. Make sure you don't miss the last Canadian show Siskiyou plays for the rest of the year. Not to mention, it's their record release party. Doors are at 8 p.m., tickets are $10 in advance, and can be found at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and on the Ticketmaster website. Sponsor sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
That was Tank Hog with their song, the Freight Train song. Very sorry, Tank Hog, for playing at 45 when you're 33. Boy. That was the second record ever put out by Mint Records. That was MRS-002, featuring Steve Hamm on bass, currently of the Evaporators and Canned Ham, and formerly of the band Slow, which in the, if you read Fresh at 20, it really uses an event or an anecdote about Slow causing a riot at Expo 86, sort of the catalyst for Mint Records and a lot of the independent music that community that kind of sprang up in the 90s. So very interesting. That was a request by a guy named Chris. So happy to play it. Before that, we heard Lou Barlow with his cover of Bryan Adams' Run to You, a nice little Vancouver connection there. That goes out to Gord McCullough, my pal. He also asked that I play some Kelarissa, which I was happy to do. And he's listening to us in New York. So if you are actually listening, hello, Gord. I hope you're safe on Wall Street. And then before that, we heard Cub, and that was for Noah. Noah Adams requested that, and that was a cover of Motorhead's Killed by Death from I think this was the first CD that Mint put out. It's called Mint is Still a Terrible Thing to Taste. Maybe the second CD. Anyhow, going way back with those songs. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, an all-Mint special celebrating the 20th anniversary of Mint Records and the release of Fresh at 20, an oral history of Mint Records written by Caitlin Fontana. If you are interested in the book, get down to W2 tonight, the old Woodward's building in the basement. They're going to be having a special party. Launch party for the book. There's going to be a bunch of bands, and Caitlin will probably be there signing some books. Kind of excitingly, Lisa Marr of Cub has come up from LA, and she's going to do a Cub sing-along. That is quite an opportunity. So I thought I'd play a little bit more Cub. This is their most famous song. It's super famous. It's called My Chinchilla. And it's from their first album, Betty Cola. And we're going to hear a few of the Mint heavy hitters here. So we've got some Cub, Smugglers, and New Pornographers, just to kind of give you a taste of the most successful Mint bands before going back to some of the more obscure ones. So here is Cub, Satan Sucks, But You're the Best, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Satan sucks, but you're the best. Holy smokes, you passed the test. When I'm with you, I feel blessed. Chinchilla. Satan sucks, but you're okay. Since you came, things go my way. Here tomorrow, here today. Chinchilla. One day I woke up and everything was beautiful. My troubles had all fallen out the window. Satan sucks, but you're divine. Sitting pretty by my side.
Get out of my life, I'm not looking for no one, especially you. You're sexy enough for sex I can get anywhere. I know you're begging to cry and you're scratching your eyes out. I'm sick of your lies and your kind, and especially you. Especially you.
Say hi, surprise, that's not so this long. Did you think that I would? Love is a question of hate.
Especially you. Especially you. Ocean, I'm lost on a river without a canoe. Don't bait me with sex, I'm a macro without any gills. Oh, when you sucked on my tongue, I got bored of your forehead. You taste like a peach and I'm sick of especially you. Especially you. Especially you. Especially you. Especially you. Especially you.
Salvation, hold that central. Salvation, hold that central. Salvation, hold that central.
Right, that was The New Pornographers from their album Mass Romantic from 2000. Okay. And that was the song My Slow Descent into Alcoholism. I remember when that album came out, it came like gangbusters.
Yeah.
It was pretty huge. Before that, we heard The Smugglers from Selling the Sizzle, the song Especially You. And at the top, we heard some Cub from their album Betty Cola, the song My Chinchilla. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Hollow Moon with Pineapple and Bleeding Hearts, tomorrow, Zola Jesus, Saturday early show is Wild Beasts, and the late show is Glory Days, and on Sunday afternoon is the Gypsy Market Vintage Sale, featuring Budgie's Burritos and the Cobra Snake. I guess there's party photos at a vintage sale. Okay, and then Boris is playing on Tuesday night, so that's the Biltmore Cabaret at 12th and Kingsway. Check out biltmorecabaret.com for more information. Thanks, Biltmore. I'm joined in the studio by Caitlin Fontana.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in. I know it was tricky getting out to UBC, as always, but
yeah.
I appreciate you making the trek.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
So, from everything I've heard from people...
Yeah.
I haven't done this myself. Writing a book is really hard. Why did you write a book? That seems so hard.
Yeah, well, it's something I've always wanted to do since
awesome.
I was a youngin.
Yeah.
I've been a music writer now for about a decade, and I was sort of seeing that that part of my life was coming to a close,
mm-hmm.
Not for any particular terrible reason, but just as it naturally does. I'm not 21 anymore. It's not that easy to just go to shows constantly. So I thought there must be some project that could kind of wrap up my existence as a music writer. And around the time I started to think about that is when this project kind of came to light. So
awesome.
Yeah.
And how did it come to light? Did Why Mint Records? How did this come about?
Yeah, well, I was writing an article for a Seattle magazine called Sound, which doesn't exist anymore. That was really awesome, like a great music magazine.
Cool.
That was distributed throughout the Northwest, and they had just started distributing here in Vancouver. And I picked up a copy and looked at it and thought, this is fabulous. But they don't have any Vancouver content, really.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim to be the Northwest source. So I was like, well, come on. So I got in touch with the editor, and I said, do you want some writing about Vancouver? And he said, yeah, I'd love that. So he's like, why don't you write, you know, a big State of the Union of Vancouver music? And I was like, that sounds achievable. So I did that. And in the process of doing that, talked to Bill Baker from Mint as sort of a, you know, denizen of the things that have been happening here over the last 20 years, not even really thinking about it at that time as anything monumental, just talking to the guy. And he's very, I'm sure you've met him before, he's very funny and dryly witty and sort of caustic in his humor, and it struck me that he was an interesting guy. And then in the interview he said, you know, and we're coming up on our 20th anniversary, whatever. And I thought, whoa, that's a big deal. There aren't very many labels in Canada that can say that, and certainly none that have continued to be strictly independent over their entire history that can say that. So it struck me that that was a story for sure.
And so from that point you delved in. How much time did you spend with Bill and Randy? Like, did they start to get kind of overwhelmed by constantly being asked to explain themselves?
Yeah, well, I think at first, I think they saw it as, at one point, Bill directly said, free therapy. Like, this is free therapy. And then I think over time, just I became this sort of annoying reminder of everything that they'd gone through. I asked them to do a lot. I asked them to go over the last 20 years of their lives together and apart and everything that entails. So I'm very appreciative of the time I spent with them. I feel like, all told, we probably spent about 12 hours together talking total, but it was, you know, meeting up and talking and then follow up and meeting up and talking. Yeah. And so a lot more time was spent than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you interview all sorts of people. You've managed to track down a lot of the bands with Mint. Was there any one, or like one particular band or a person that you're most proud of having been able to track down?
Well, it's not so much the tracking down, because that was fairly easy. Most people like to talk about themselves. For whatever reason, people like to be interviewed. That's still sort of one of the mysterious keys to my existence. People like to open themselves up. It wasn't so much that as the amount that people were willing to give me, I found was really interesting. Like John Collins from the New Pornographers, being kind of a quiet guy who I'd met before. But he and I spoke for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And he was just very open about talking about all the aspects of his experience, both with the New Pornographers and the Evaporators, and all of the you know, ins and outs of his music existence, and JCDC Studios as well, a big deal. So that surprised me more than anything, that people were not just willing to talk to me, but really wanted to share. I think some people never get the chance to fully do that in their lives, and they appreciate it. So, yeah.
And had you been a fan of Mint Records beforehand? How much of a kind of a learning process was this to like kind of get up to speed on all this stuff?
It was pretty massive for me. a pretty massive learning process. I think the main thing for me was that I grew up in a small town, and I grew up basically a classic rock kid. I didn't start to discover indie rock and all the facets of that scene until I came here to UBC to go to school. And the first record one of the first records that I caught me up in that bug was Mass Romantic. So I feel like Mint has played this sort of background role in my music experience, but it wasn't until I started looking into the book that I really saw the intricacy with which they were involved in Vancouver's music scene and vice versa. You know, there's very much a one hand washes the other thing going on there, which is really intriguing journalistically, but also as a fan of a lot of the music and not really even really making that connection always. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And so at the very end of the book, maybe it's the beginning. I haven't managed to read the whole thing. I did my best to get through most of it.
It's okay.
Where is it? Right. So at the very beginning, you close out November 30th, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
How long were you working on it before that?
About a year and a half before that point. There was much that came after that, but that particular, the introduction of the book, I wrote at that point. And that's an old school music writery trick that I didn't have to do, but I wanted to do, because it's like
that's
what
nice.
Lester Bangs would do, or
Andreas
Thompson would be like, I discovered this right now. May 15th, 1956, or whatever.
It was a nice literary touch.
Yeah.
How does it feel to now have... This book is beautiful,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It looks great.
Thank my publisher, ECW Press,
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, no, it looks fantastic. How does it feel now to have this... you know, you wrote this.
Yeah.
That's so great. That must feel incredibly rewarding.
It is rewarding. It's a bit insane. It's one of those things you don't really... I mean... Every music journalist, and you are one too, I'm sure you can relate. Although you do play music, don't you? Or you have?
I play... Oh, no, I don't play music.
Okay.
No, not since high school.
All right, fair enough.
We're all glad that stopped.
But I feel like most of us music writer or music journalist types have somewhere in the back of our mind a desire to be a rock star. If you didn't have that, you wouldn't chase it so hard.
Yeah.
And I feel like this process is kind of the closest I've come from what I've understood to... the process of making a record, in a sense.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting this thing in, you're putting, a ton of yourself into it over the course of a couple of years, then it comes out, and it's simultaneously very rewarding and also kind of not rewarding enough, because there's no way to sort of scale that experience.
Yeah.
So that's sort of how I feel right now, and it's also crazy. so, yeah, it's insane. But I'm really glad it happened in time for this anniversary, and I'm just really glad that that Mint... gave so much of themselves to it. I'm very grateful.
Yeah, and so there's going to be a party tonight.
There is, yes.
And what can people expect when they... it's not if they go down to W2.
Yeah.
When they go down to W2 tonight.
That's right.
What are they going to see?
Well, there's a bunch of stuff happening, and it's kind of crazy and amazing, trying to encapsulate 20 years of experience into one night. But the highlights for me, personally, are going to be the fact that Lisa Marr from Cub is there. She's playing a Cub sing-along.
What a get.
What That's a get.
Quite
it's a
get.
Huge get.
Yeah.
And she, I've just found out, is bringing her 98-year-old grandmother, who's going to hold the lyric sheets for the Cub songs. So that is awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. There's also going to be books, obviously. Lanny Gay from Radio 3, who's awesome, is hosting. There's going to be Beekeeper, who's a great band, who are not a Mint band, but in my mind should be a Mint band. And this is maybe sort of my attempt at blind date.
Matchmaker.
Yeah. But just a great bunch of guys and gals that I really love watching. And then my friend Cam Reed, Babe Rainbow, is going to be doing a Mint flavored DJ set at the end.
That's awesome.
And there'll be treats. There's re-up pulled pork canapes.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
I was already going, but I'm going to be there early to get the re-up.
And I may have purchased several boxes of Girl Guide Mint chocolate cookies yesterday. On theme. I just want it to be a party where people have a good time. Yeah. It is in celebration of the book. It is in celebration of Mint. But I also, as a pseudo-literary person, go to a lot of readings that are boring.
Yeah.
No offense to those people. Hey. A lot of them are fun, but a lot of them are boring, and I didn't want this to be boring.
Yeah.
I want it to be a party. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. So 8 p.m. tonight at W2. Is there a cover charge?
There is nothing.
No cover charge. This is free.
It's totally free. Come and hang out.
So W2 tonight. The book is available now? Or
it's available now. It's also available tonight for cheaper than it is available
in stores.
For a slight
discount. Great.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much, Caitlin. Anything you'd like to add?
Just thanks to Mint. Thanks to Duncan for having me on.
Yeah, no
third
problem
person.
At all. I was really happy to have you. Cool. So we're going to... we only have 5 minutes left. So I wanted to close things off with kind of the first record that I remember really noticing from Mint. It was when I started out as a music journalist. So I was given an assignment to cover this new compilation that was coming out called Vancouver Special.
Yes.
And it really opened my mind to the fact that Vancouver had an independent scene. I grew up in the suburbs. I liked music, but I really didn't have any kind of entry point into the independent music scene. And it was really Sean Raggett, who owned this store called The Good Jacket that hosted a bunch of shows, that... put together this compilation and really made me realize oh my God, Vancouver is absolutely loaded with great music.
Yeah.
So I wanted to play his band, the Riff Randalls, and then maybe one other song before we run out of at 1 o'clock. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you heard, there'll be a podcast up later this afternoon at citr.ca, and you can check out the playlist at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. Buy the book. It's fantastic. And thanks again, Caitlin.
Thanks, Duncan.
All right. Here's the Riff Randalls.
Please don't look at me, I've seen all that I wanna see. And take your cigarettes, I'm not a photo here. I'll battle with a housewife, batting with a terminal solution. Your face looks like a preview for September's television. And you're somebody's mama, even if you're just a lazy, useless bum. And you married somebody's dad. You brought up all your children, ask you what about that. I know you said your husband's free to run off with your secretary or sit at home and kill yourself with sedatives and other pills and you're somebody's mama. Even if you're just a lazy, useless bum, you married somebody's dad. He brought up all your children, else you would have been mad. Somebody's mama.
Mom!
Even if you're just a lazy, useless bum and you married somebody's dad.
Dad!
You brought up all your children else you would have been mad. Oh, you're somebody's.
Mom!
You're somebody's.
Mom!
You're somebody's.
Mom!
You're somebody's.